We've got a few minutes left, so open for sharing or more questions, whatever you like.
Any more questions or sharing? Just comments, thoughts. Feel free to raise your hand and Debbie will call on you. And you can raise your physical hand if we can see you. Okay, Kathy, go ahead. Oops.
Hi, my name's Kathy. I'm a grateful member of OA and very appreciative of all the knowledge that's been shared today. I'm in the process of getting a new sponsor, and I just wanted to know from your experience, how do you feel about two people sponsoring each other at the same time? Do you think that could work?
It sometimes can, it sometimes does. In the pamphlet, there is actually a little section in there that mentions that co-sponsoring sometimes could be okay if there isn't anybody else available. Sometimes it works out depending on, it could be all kinds of situations like that. So I actually co-sponsor with a guy. He's got about as many years as I do, right? So we talk once a week. So it can work out. Only you can know that, right? You know what you need, and they know what they need, and see what you can do. Nobody else?
Charmaine and then Camille.
Hi, thanks Dawn so much for your sharing all that. That was so valuable. And I was just wondering, and you might have talked about this, sorry if I missed it, but do you ever, I know you said sometimes you had to have four people that you sponsor, but now you have one. Like, how do you know if you're maybe overdoing it? Do you get resentful? Do you like wish you weren't doing it? Like, and just curious about like your capacity with sponsoring and how much you think, how you know if it's too much.
Balance. The key word is balance for me. Balance between my work, my wife, my kids, my grandkids, and being of service in the world, trying to love and serve, as Dr. Bob said, right? So only you can know that. If you are shortchanging your spouse or shortchanging somebody or kids or something, then okay, let me take a look at this. But only you can know what that balance is. But you must do this to hold on. How much you do, only you can tell. As I said, I once did lots of people. Now, no, not so many, right? I'm just tired. I get tired very fast. I'm gonna when 5 o'clock comes and we sign off here, I'm gonna be exhausted. Just the way it is. Hey, I'm 85 years old, for goodness sakes. That's just the way it is. The good thing is my brain still works. My body is falling apart, but my brain still works. But you know why? One of the reasons, I'm pretty sure it still works. Is it because I'm trying to be of service and trying to carry the message? Because I still can. It's really, really important. So balance. Only you know what's right in your life, but you got to have some balance. But you still got to do what you got to do to stay abstinent. Because if you have this disease, there's nothing more important than abstinence. So when I say that not taking that first bite is the most important thing in my life, I do mean that. I mean, it's more important than my wife, my kids, my grandkids, or whatever, because if I have the first bride and descend to hell, I'm not going to be any good to any of them, right? Everything is going to be messed up. So only you can know what you need to do for yourself. But remember, you're in charge of your health and you're in charge of your recovery, nobody else. So don't blame others. You do it. Next.
So we have Camille, then Hannah.
Hi, thank you so much, Don. This has been so wonderful. I am a new sponsor, and I have been working with a woman who she had started coming to our meetings, and she does a tremendous amount of service. And she asked me to sponsor her, and it's been a few months, and she still cannot make that final leap to say she has to be sugar abstinent. And I'm struggling with it because, that's why I'm here, is for my sugar abstinence and my food behaviors. And I don't know if I'm doing her a favor by holding on and hoping she's going to get to that point. So I'm not really sure what to do with her.
Right. At some point, we are enabling bad behavior. And only you can know where that is. But if it's as we talked about earlier, and the big book points out, don't waste your time on people who aren't really willing. We have to be loving and compassionate as much as we can, loving and compassionate. But we also know that at a certain point, if people are not willing, they're not willing. And so you might have to cut it off, right? With compassion, with love and caring, but we still have to cover it off. And that I have seen it happen. When you do that, she might decide, okay, it's time.
That's what
You
my
don't know.
sponsor keeps telling me.
That's right. Don't predict, but do what you have to do. But sometimes, if we are too compassionate, we enable.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hannah.
Hi, thank you so much. Thanks, Don. I caught the last 10 minutes of that because it's quite early in the morning here in Australia, and I have a couple questions. You may have already answered this, and that's okay. But first of all, I'm 2.5 years into the program, and I'm looking to become a sponsor. Are there any tips or guidance that you would suggest for me starting out as a sponsor?
Yes, ma'am. Read before you do anything. The pamphlet, Where Do I Start? The pamphlet, Sponsorship in OA. The pamphlet, A Lifetime of Abstinence. And the pamphlet, Recovery in OA, Recovery is Possible.
Oh, hang on, too fast for me. Where do I
Yeah.
start?
You want
Yep.
sponsorship in OA?
Sponsorship in OA. Yep.
Where do I start? Which is downloadable, right?
Yep.
Sponsorship in OA. I don't see
Yep.
it. A Lifetime of Abstinence pamphlet.
Yep.
And in OA, recovery is possible.
In OA, recovery is
Recovery is
possible.
possible. Read those and you are ready to go.
Okay,
The most
amazing.
important one
Thank
is the
you.
one I spent the most time on today is where do I start? Because that is a step-by-step, paragraph-by-paragraph, page-by-page way for you and the sponsee to move through. And it guides you as the new sponsor. So it's a tremendous pamphlet for helping people who don't quite know what to do, because it helps you.
That's great. Thank you so much. And my second question.
You muted yourself.
Oh, sorry. The second question just was, will you run another one of these workshops, and will you possibly accommodate the Australian time zone? I know it's a big ask.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Say it again.
I said, will you run another one of these workshops again? And
Oh.
if so, will you possibly accommodate the Australian time zone? If that's not too much to ask.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm not running it. It's run by Westchester United Intergroup, so you'll have to ask them about that. And I'm not sure, did this get recorded, Carol, or not?
Oh, my apologies. It's still being recorded. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna stop the recording. I
Oh,
meant to
okay.
st yeah.